Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this thankful Thursday. As we are thanking God for every book of the Bible, we have come to the book of Hosea. It is the 28th book of the Bible, and in the Old Testament, it is in the books of the prophets. And now we are in the minor, or the concise prophets. It's written by, as we know, the prophet Hosea. It is a book of love, mercy, and forgiveness, but also a book of judgment. It is written the events occur in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah as kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam II of Israel. And it is a book about the prophet Hosea, whom God tells to take a harlot as a wife, to show God's people how God sees his relationship with his people, and to graphically show the severity of his people's sins. In Hosea 1, verses 10 and 11, amidst this ideas of judgment, there is this great love and mercy and forgiveness from God, as he says this, "Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' there it shall be said to them, 'You are sons of the living God.' Then the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together and appoint for themselves one head." All of this points towards Jesus Christ and how he would bring together God's people in the New Testament. And Hosea points forward to his sacrifice and his doing of that. So would you go with me in prayer at this time, thanking God for the book of Hosea. Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible, its inspiration of yours. Father, we thank you for the book of Hosea within it, how it tells us that you desire to have a relationship with your people, just as a husband and wife have a relationship with each other. And Father, we know that this book of Hosea, and we thank you for the fact that it tells us that you desire for your people to come back to you, even when we have turned from you and continue to turn from you at times. You still desire for us to come back to you. Thank you for your love, Father, and we thank you for the book of Hosea that reveals to us those things, how it tells us of the real people within it, of Hosea, the prophet of yours, sent to be an example to your people in his days and to us today as well. And we thank you for the bad example of Gomer, as her harlotry represented the people of Israel. But we thank you, Father, that this relationship between Hosea and Gomer helps us to understand how severe our sins are and how they've separated us from you. Father, we thank you for the children and the names of the children of Hosea and Gomer, of Jezreel, meaning God sows or scatters, Lo Ruhamah, meaning no mercy, and Lo Ami, meaning not my people. Father, we do not want to get to that point where you would scatter us without mercy, that we would not become your people. And we know that the book of Hosea tells us that we can get to that point. Father, we thank you for the book of Hosea, how it tells us and establishes that your people must realize that our relationship with you is as a husband and a wife, that Jesus Christ is the groom and the church is his bride. Father, we thank you for Hosea and its establishing that you are willing to take back your people even if or even when they are unwilling to return to you. But you are willing to take back your people only if they actually do return to you in sincerity of heart. Father, we thank you for the book of Hosea and how it establishes that your people will suffer hardship for your name on earth, but it will be worth it in the end. Father, we thank you for the book of Hosea and the promises and the echoes towards the Messiah in chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, that your people would be yours again through the coming of the Messiah, that they would still have hope. Father, we thank you for that hope, and we thank you for your Bible, which gives us it. We thank you for the book of Hosea and all that it gives to us in terms of those things that we've asked of you and thanked you for. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning, and remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My soul.